Callum, your fourth draw on the spin.
Yeah, frustrating, very frustrating. I think it's probably the longest spell we've gone without winning a game. Certainly in league terms in my time here, and I'm very frustrated with the result today. I would probably say it was the right result. I didn't think we did enough to win the game despite creating a couple of opportunities, but there is a trend in those recent games where we've come up short. So a very disappointing result, and probably a disappointing performance as well.
Can you put your finger on why you're not scoring goals as such, or not scoring goals today anyway, unlocking the door, if you like?
Have to do better in final third moments. So teams will come and defend with a slightly deeper style because of what we did here earlier in the season. So my analysis of the season is that we didn't start well. I think teams saw us as an opportunity for a side to beat. I think we were 1 point from the opening 15 available away. Teams were coming here and we were winning, and we were winning well, and goals were easy to come by, and it was twos and it was threes. We then had a spell in and around the FA Cup. So around the time that we've won at Hartlepool, we actually beat Curzon away, Southport away. I think we were six wins on the spin. We then went into a spell of games away from home. We returned to a block of home games where we were on the back foot, should we say, against Brackley. As much as the Tamworth 2-0 win was brilliant, statistically it shows us our most limited attacking performance of the season. It was literally, we created the fewest amount of chances, we had the fewest amount of attacks. We've then drawn 0-0 with Boston. We come to the Boxing Day game against Warrington when we are good without being excellent. And then the position we've put ourselves in to be at the top end of the playoff teams means that sides are coming here and playing a certain way, and that is to restrict the space behind, generally to play five across the back line, and the emphasis is on us to open them up with quality that I just think we've lacked. So we've done something different today. That was an attacking team selection. That was an aggressive team selection. That was two wide centre-halves that can play at full-back, and have probably played more football at full-back recently in the centre-half. That was forward players, and I put Kieran Coates in that bracket as well, a real attack-minded individual. Forward players playing off a front man, and our leading goal scorer playing as a slightly deeper midfield player to try and create more, to have better spells. And when I mean better spells, possession of more quality, not just swinging the ball on the back line. We've fallen up short, and once again we failed to score.
Now, you've got a game on Tuesday, without getting into that, Southport. Do you think they'll come with the same sort of mindset, if you like?
I don't know. You'd need to ask their manager that. I have to get the mindset of our group right. I've said it a lot during the season. It's why I'm really calm. I knew the position we'd be in, knew that we would be in a scrap for those playoff places. There's probably a handful of clubs I'd swap a situation with, and they're probably the ones above us in the league. There's a lot that I wouldn't swap with, and some of those are in and around us, and there's certainly some further away and cut adrift. Our focus has got to be on our mentality first and foremost to the game, to embrace the situation that we're in that is different than last season. It's not new to me, not new to my staff. There'll be some of the players that have got that experience. We've just got to make sure as a group, first as individuals, we make sure we're putting our foot forwards. And we've done that with a point, but a point wasn't enough today. I've said that. The way I've looked at the last nine games is we need to do everything we can to win them. If you lose some along the way, that's part and parcel of it. We're ultimately trying to pick up at least 12 points from those nine games, inclusive of today. So got to look at the individuals first and make sure that everyone's right and ready to go and prepared and ready to contribute, and then let that affect the group stuff. So my process when things are disappointing is to look at myself first and what I do and the way I prepare the team and the way I set the team up and the work in the week. And at the same time, encourage players to have the same approach with themselves, and then look at how we can influence what around us. We can't affect the way the opposition play, who I thought were worthy of a point today. It's very easy for managers to come out and slag the opposition off. No, I thought they defended really well. I thought they looked to threaten the counter-attack in the first half. And they've paid us a compliment, but they will see it as a point gain on the road. I've said that myself when we've gone to some of these places. But the position we're in, I could bore you to death with real analysis over. It isn't because we've drawn with Curzon Ashton, a side that are in the playoff conversation. There's been opportunities during the season where we haven't asserted ourselves and we've dropped points that you would say teams in the top, the upper echelons of the division shouldn't be dropping. So I won't panic and I won't overreact, but I'll quite rightly critique and analyse and look at a performance and go, how can we be better? I'll be honest, that's my job. That's an expectation of me that there should be. But we can probably talk at the end of the season whether we finish 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th or 10th, and we'll be able to dissect why. The focus has got to be on the 8 games at hand, starting on Tuesday, but I've got to be really clear that I don't think today's performance levels will be enough for us to win the game on Tuesday. I think we need to be better in plenty of departments.
Two sendings off today, one from either side, in a game that was anything but dirty, over-aggressive, however you want to phrase it. It just wasn't that sort of a game.
I've not been a manager in this division or generally in senior football for long enough to have an opinion on referees.
I thought they were both harsh sendings off.
You've been doing your job longer than I've been doing my job. That'll entitle you to have an opinion on the match officials. My opinion is that it was 11v11 to start with. One of our players received two yellow cards and it was 10v11. One of their players received two yellow cards and it was 10v10. And then the referee blew the full-time whistle.
Will Stanway, great accolade for the club and great accolade for him and his family as well, selected this week for the England C squad.
Quite rightly as well. I think it's very easy. I'm frustrated about the performance, frustrated about the result, but that has been the good news story of the week. Well, twofold. One good news story, I thought the support at Scunthorpe from our away supporters was absolutely magnificent. But secondly, quite rightly, that Will Stanway's had the recognition that his performances, his commitment, his attitude deserve. And everyone at the club's very proud of him, yes, but probably more pleased for him because he works very, very hard during the week. He's got a very talented goalkeeper coach, Neil Ebrell, someone that I think a lot of, and has been a really good acquisition for us. But all his work in terms of Will is to put the numbers on that he's put on this season, whether it's clean sheets, performances. But that largely for me is down to his attitude, that he's come back after having really successful loan spells last year. A frustrating season for him in terms of his contributions here, but I think he's done really well out of it in terms of what he's gone and done at his loan clubs to then come back, establish himself as our number one. I think he's taken the opportunity that he deserves because, like I say, there's a massive amount of commitment. He'll know what I mean because he has to commit and he really, really has, and he's seen the rewards. So everyone at the club's delighted. Proud of him, yes, but delighted for him. And we really look forward to seeing him take that opportunity because I think it's quite right as well. If you're looking to recognise the best players in the non-league setup, you're looking at goalkeepers, I don't need to look much further than Will Stanway.
Callum, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.